Let me go!
Ah, sit still!
Stop it, you little brat. Now answer me. Who put you up to this?
Nobody!
Someone told you to say those things.
No, I said them myself.
I don't believe you. Now you're gonna tell me who your partner was.
Or what?
Let him go, Victor.
Speak of the devil.
Tell your thug to get your hands off him.
I guess this is what happens when you send a boy to do a man's job.
Senor Whittaker had nothing to do with it.
Well, we'll let the police sort that out. Take these trespassers to jail.
What?
What? No. You can't do this!
Come with me!
No! It's getting worse.
This is the hardest attack yet.
Where's Luis?
He works with Jason.
Do you think they're hiding?
I hope so.
I must know that he's safe. We have to find him.
Good. You're safe.
Santo! What's going on?
The rebels are mobilizing. They're going to attack the capital.
Oh, no!
I know these people. They'll torch the whole village to show they're in control.
Have you seen Luis?
He's not here.
What was that?
Do you see anything?
No. Wait. Smoke! Something's on fire!
It's our church!
Even tell where the walls were.
Was anybody inside?
I don't know.
Get some others and check under the rubble.
Okay.
I have to find Luis.
I'll go with you.
No, the fighting may start up again. Stay near the house. I'll be back as soon as I can find him.
Okay.
I've been looking for you, Manuel.
What do you want, Victor?
I need to talk to you about your son and the people you're allowing to influence him.
What do you mean? Do you know where he is?
He's with Jason. In jail.
What?
What?
Jail. What happened?
Breaking and entering. Jason put him up to it.
You're lying.
Go see for yourself. Interesting example Mr. Whittaker has become, don't you think, everyone? The man's in jail. Does he worship a god who's a criminal as well? And look at this. Your families are under attack. And where is he? Protecting his flock? Comforting those who have been hurt? No. He's out corrupting your youth.
Go away, Victor.
By the way, our building still stands. And we'd love to have you come worship with us tonight. We convene in 3 hours.
Manuel, do you think it's true?
I don't know.
It wouldn't surprise me if it was.
What?
Luis would do anything Jason tells him.
Jason wouldn't ask him to break the law.
If he thought he was losing the battle, he might.
You don't know him.
I think I do. This is exactly what I knew would happen. He abandoned us before, and he did it again.
Stop, Santo. You don't know anything yet. Let me find them first.
Hey, I'm an American. I've got connections in the American embassy.
I don't think anybody's listening.
Oh, they're listening, all right. They just don't care. You know, we're gonna get out of here.
I know. Are you proud of me?
Proud of you?
I told everyone our message.
Luis, I'm proud of your courage. But you broke the law. You can't do that.
Then what are we supposed to do?
We've got to figure out a way to get them to fall on their own. Their whole philosophy is based on lies. We should be able to trip them up somehow.
Are you gonna come up with another plan?
Yeah, I sure am. I'm not leaving until these guys...
eat our dirt?
Yeah, dust. Yeah. Throwing me in prison, that was a big mistake. They've really got me mad now.
You have a visitor.
Papa!
Manuel, how did you find us?
Victor told us where you were.
You're free to go.
Free, really?
He's not pressing charges.
Well, that's weird.
I think Victor's done his damage in other ways, Jason. Are you okay, son?
Sí, estoy bien.
Jason, what are you doing here?
It was a misunderstanding, but I'm not going to let Victor get away with this. You see, I think that what
I'm not impressed with your plans, Jason.
What?
While you were in here, our church was destroyed by the rebels.
Destroyed?
Nothing is left but rubble. We don't need your heroics anymore. We need your help to rebuild.
But Manuel, I think I can get rid of these guys.
Jason? Luis, would you let us speak alone for a moment?
Si.
Jason, you should be with your people.
Did you tell them where I was?
Yes. And no explanation would be enough. You are the founder of our church. Your place was on your knees, praying with the rest of us. Not in here, filling my son's head with ideas of revenge. Our church has been destroyed. I fear our trust in you may have been destroyed as well.
Take me to the church. Was hurt?
Thankfully, no.
How did it happen?
We don't know. The rebels don't usually blow up buildings.
Maybe there was something flammable in there. Maybe it was an accident.
Possibly.
You know, it still might not be safe. Those people shouldn't be crawling around on top there.
They're searching for anything worth saving.
I don't think they're gonna find anything in this mess.
Senor Whitaker!
What?
Look what I found!
What is it?
It's a stick of dynamite. Where did you find this?
In a box behind that tree.
Quick, show me.
I found it right here.
Look at this. Someone must have run off in a hurry. Look what they left behind.
What is it?
It's a detonator. This was no accident.
You mean the rebels did it?
No.
Then who?
Look around. The rest of the village is untouched. Somebody targeted the church on purpose. The rebels would have no reason, but I know who would.
Victor?
Definitely. That's it. I've had enough.
Me too.
Stop it, Jason. This is not our way.
Well, it's my way.
Exactly what is your way?
Well, I can tell you one thing. It isn't sitting around and letting this guy just run over us. It's showing him we will not go quietly.
Is that what you want, Jason? To drag us into another war?
I'm not talking about a war.
But that's what it is. Victor did this to get back at you. For your grand speech at his meeting house. For broadcasting hate on his own station. He did this because of you. You're the reason our church is in ruins.
So what are we supposed to do, Santo? Just roll over and play dead?
I have grown tired of your sense of revenge. If this is what your God is about, I'm not interested. You can sort through the rubble all you want, but I will not. This is no longer my church.
Santo! Come on!
Save your words, Jason. They can only do more damage.
Yeah. I think you're right.
You're leaving?
Manuel's right. I'm only doing more damage. Nobody seems to want me here anymore.
That's not true, Jason. We all love you very much.
Then why's everybody turned on me?
You forgot what made us love you in the first place.
Which was?
You taught us about Jesus. You gave us hope. You showed us how to be servants to others. You never once mentioned anything about revenge.
But Celia...
Let me finish. When you came this time, you didn't talk much about God. You talked a lot about how you were going to save us. I believe you were relying on yourself more than on the God who brought you here to begin with. And in fact, I think we all did. We worshipped you more than God, Jason. And you failed. So what were we to turn to?
Celia...
I will be sorry to see you go. Please say goodbye before you leave.
We need some more men to retrieve wood. Does anyone have another cart? Put those stones on the pile. Celia, get the word out that we will pray here tonight.
Está bien, Manuel.
Manuel.
Celia tells me you are going. You have come to say goodbye?
No, Not yet. I've come to help.
We have plenty of men already. I know you have other places to go, churches to start.
No, Manuel, I think I need to be right here. For myself, if nothing else. Tell me, what can I do?
Pile up those stones.
All right.
What was that? More rebels?
It came from over there.
Is that Victor's radio station?
Why would they attack his station?
Manuel, where's the dynamite Luis found?
I thought you had it!
Luis!
Come on! Luis!
Luis! Luis!
It looks like the explosion went off by the front door.
Luis!
Where is he?
Luis!
Luis!
Estás aquí!
Can you hear me? Luis! I found him! He's over here. Luis, are you okay? Luis, answer me.
Is he all right?
Oh, what's wrong? Why isn't he moving?
Is he breathing?
Yes, but he's unconscious.
Open your eyes, my son.
Luis.
Luis!
Come, let's get him to a hospital. Is he okay?
Sí. He had a concussion and has some burns on his arm. But the doctor says he should be fine.
Is he awake?
See?
Can I see him?
I'm not so sure that would be such a good idea, Jason.
Please, Manuel. I need to fix some things.
Go ahead.
Now stop playing with the bandages, Luis.
Luis?
Señor Whittaker.
Hey. You all right?
Sí. Estoy bien.
I'll be outside with Manuel.
Okay. Wow. Luis, you almost...
ate my own dust?
Yeah, almost.
Are you proud of me?
Proud of you?
Blowing up their building?
No, definitely not. Luis, you could have gotten killed. No, I did not like what you did. That was... dangerous and silly and very much what you probably thought I would do.
But I want to be like you.
Oh, Luis. You've picked a terrible hero. All this time I was so busy acting like I could save the day, I was never once open to the possibility that God should be the one to save it. Oh, this was all my fault. I am so, so sorry.
And Lord, we pray that the problems we have faced in this difficult time will teach us that we need to depend on you more, that we need to forget about radio stations and rivals, and concentrate on being like you. I believe that this is the thing that will heal our land. Amen.
Amen.
Manuel.
Jason.
Thank you for that prayer. I got the message.
It wasn't just for you.
Oh, I know. But regardless, I think it's time for me to step aside. I'm just making things worse.
You're leaving?
Yeah, in the morning. I just wanted to tell you how sorry I am.
Yes. I know you are. Jason, you're a good man. Strong, courageous, and determined. I am confident that one day, God will teach you how to use those qualities properly.
I hope so too.
God bless your work.
Thank you. And God bless yours.
No, Ed, I'm in Costa Rica now. Yeah, well, Ecuador had some of the same stuff going on, but I got it figured out. Well, we're having more frequency problems. I'll be here for a couple of days. Uh-huh, okay. I'll see you then.
Are you Jason Whittaker?
Yes.
I have a letter for you.
Oh, thanks. Hey, it's from Manuel. Dear Jason, much has happened here since you left.
We have rebuilt most of our church and are able to have services. The rebels attacked again, and this time they've destroyed many homes. Ours was spared, but many in Victor's congregation
suffered great damage.
Maria.
Hola, Victor.
I'm sorry about your home.
Sí. My grandmother's photograph was in this house. It was the only one I had of her. I loved her like my own mother when I was a girl. Now I'm having trouble imagining her. Why did they have to burn everything?
Some things are hard to explain.
But we're supposed to be able to explain everything, aren't we? You said we would have control over our lives. What happened?
Did you have faith?
See? I believed every word that ever came out of your mouth.
Maria, I'm sorry to say this, but the only thing that can hurt you is yourself. You say you had faith, but I wonder if you really had enough.
You're saying this is my fault?
You've learned a great lesson here.
Well, I don't think I want any more lessons.
That attitude is what destroyed your house, Maria. I think you need to spend more time listening to my broadcast. Excuse me.
Maria?
Celia.
Hola, Maria.
Hola, Manuel. Luis?
Hi.
I hate what happened.
Sí, I do as well.
You're not hurt?
No.
Here, have some water. You look ill.
I didn't sleep. Gracias.
We've come to help you.
Help me?
To rebuild your house.
You would do that for me?
Luis, get some more people from the church. Tell them to meet me here.
Yes, Papa.
Come, Maria. You can rest at my house while they do their work.
Thank you.
We were able to help 5 families rebuild their homes that week. And they were all very thankful. I believe we were able to demonstrate the love of Christ. The other important news is that Victor had a fallout with his followers.
They were not happy with his explanation of why their homes were destroyed. We haven't seen him for 3 days. I understand that he's left the country and taken all the money with him. The money from the station and his people.
Regardless,
it appears that the village is going to be fine.
I thank you for your help,
mi amigo. My help? No, Manuel. It had nothing to do with me.
In 2 Chronicles chapter 20, the army of Jehoshaphat prepared to fight against an army that was much bigger than theirs. But God told them in verse 15, "Do not be afraid or dismayed because of this great multitude, for the battle is not yours, but God's." Over and over in the Bible, God demonstrates to people that the most important thing for victory is to have faith in Him. I think Jason may have forgotten that, but now he's learned that we cannot win our battles by ourselves. We should do what God says, pray for help, and let Him do His work. I think Manuel also showed Jason that when we obey God's command to serve others, this is sometimes enough to change the hearts of the people around us. Adventures and Odyssey is a presentation of Focus on the Family. Shining Armor was written and directed by Marshall Younger. Our production engineer was Rob Jorgensen. And our executive producer is Paul McCusker. And I'm Chris, hoping you'll join us again next time for more Adventures in Odyssey.